Hello, this is Jessica, and this is a podcast about the nodes. On the 12th of November 2015, the North Node will leave Libra and move into Virgo. The South Node will leave Aries and move into Pisces. What does it mean for you? And what do the North Node and South Node mean in your horoscope? They matter so much that they dug holes at Stonehenge to record the cycle. These are now called Aubrey holes. They mark three different cycles: the sun's year, the moon's month, and the moon's node cycle of 18.6 years. The North Node and South Node show the points where the moon's orbit crosses the sun's path. They are always in opposite signs of the zodiac. Yours shows your past life, perhaps many past lives, and they show where the repetition is in your life. Maybe they knew about these repetitive patterns at Stonehenge too. We just don't know. The nodes are called by different names in different parts of the world. The dragon's head is one of them, and the dragon's tail corresponds. In Hindu astrology, the north node is called Rahu, and the south node is called Ketu. The signs of the nodes work as a pair, and they are always opposite. Once you know your two node signs, you know your past life story. In Aries and Libra, the story is about love versus war. Aries rules fighting, and Libra rules marriage. Having made one of these your entire existence last time, you don't want to do it again now, so you choose the other. In Taurus and Scorpio, you had one lifetime, or perhaps many, where your existence was defined by money, property, possessions, or business. In this lifetime, you repeat patterns around being rich or poor that began in your childhood. In Gemini and Sagittarius, you are dealing with information, knowledge, academia, education, and the power of words, and also the power of learning, teaching, and studying. In Gemini, the information is faster. In Sagittarius, it's deeper. You have choices to make about this in this lifetime. In Cancer and Capricorn, the story with the nodes is about family versus career. You mastered one in a previous life and have no wish to repeat it now, so you do the other. A total lack of interest in Cancer stuff or Capricorn stuff at the other end is very common. In Leo and Aquarius, you tackle groups and friends at a past life level. So you either avoid teams, clubs, associations, and so on because you did it before, or you run towards it because it's so easy. It comes naturally. In Virgo and Pisces, the issue is always the body. In a past life, your illness or physical condition may have been the story of your life, or perhaps you were a doctor or nurse or surgeon. You will either pursue the body in this lifetime or have no interest in it. Stephen Forrest is one of many well-known astrologers who have opinions about the nodes. People sometimes ask me if they should use the true nodes or the mean nodes. There's very little difference, actually, although it is important in prediction. I always use the beginning of the Second World War as my reason for using the true nodes. Stephen Forrest would disagree, as he uses the mean nodes. On his website, he says, "I would never be dogmatic about it, but I work with the mean node myself. My reasons are practical more than theoretical. Here is what I have learned and experienced. Occasionally, someone sits with me who has the mean and true nodes separated, as is typical, by a distance of only a degree or so. But for this person, that difference is enough to put the two nodes in different signs." This is an interesting point of view. But just look at Adolf Hitler's horoscope when the Second World War began. He was born with the sun at 0 degrees of Taurus. On the 3rd of September 1939, when war was declared, the true nodes were at 0 degrees Taurus and 0 degrees Scorpio, right on Hitler's sun. Hitler, of course, was obsessed by the Jews and the issue of Germany's finances. Taurus and Scorpio are the money signs. If you used the mean nodes back in 1939 and not the true nodes, then you would have been out by 1 degree, as the mean nodes on that day were at 1 Scorpio and 1 Taurus. The story becomes more interesting when you see that on the exact day war began, Saturn was also at 0 Taurus. So this lineup on Hitler's chart at his sun at 0 Taurus was well and truly decided. 1 degree in astrology isn't really a big deal, but I am using this example now to tell you why, when you pick up your personal chart on the website, you'll see why I prefer to use the true node. Using the example of the Second World War, it has point precision accuracy. Jan Spiller is a well-known node expert. Her book, Astrology for the Soul, came out in 1997. In the foreword, she writes, "This book contains my professional secrets, the methods I have used to successfully read personal astrology charts for the past 20 years. Jan continues, "Many of my colleagues think I'm psychic. That may be true, but it's not the primary mindset I use when I look at an astrology chart. To interpret a chart with confidence and accuracy, astrologers must have a starting point, an area they focus on when they first look at an individual chart." She continues, "I use the nodes. The nodes have never failed to give me the information I need." In her book, Spiller believes that the North Node shows what you have to develop. The South Node shows what you need to leave behind. I am paraphrasing here from the book, but Spiller believes that if you have the North Node in Cancer, for example, you should be building your own foundation and security. Cancer rules home and family, after all. With the South Node opposite in ambitious Capricorn, Spiller believes tendencies to leave behind in your life might be being too focused on your goals. Have a look at your chart now. The real issue with the nodes, as I'll explain in this podcast, is what else is alongside them. In other words, they are certainly indicators of karma and past lives, and there is a fated quality to them. You repeat the issues associated with the signs. Beyond that, though, there is no point in reading your nodes unless you also figure out what else is in those same signs. It is those heavenly bodies or angles which will tell you the story. Hitler had Venus and Mars in Taurus, as well as the node. Mars is the giveaway. It is the god of war. You have to put the nodes in context. By themselves, they are neither good nor bad. They just show what you did before in another life and what you really don't want to do again. One of those node signs will show you what you do in order to get away from the other node. Then you read the other heavenly bodies and their meaning in those signs. I have a lot of information on all those 34 modern horoscope factors on this website, so just hit search if you're curious about any of them. You sometimes see big value judgments being made about the nodes by some astrologers. So you might hear that you shouldn't live out your south node and you should live out your north node. There is no should or shouldn't with the nodes. They just show patterns of repetition, like a stuck record. The sense of deja vu or familiarity may be very strong to you if you're psychic. If you go back to your childhood, you will see how the first stuck record played its very first sound. I can use my own chart to give you a quick example of how this works. My family emigrated from London to Australia when I was 9 years old. I was born with the North Node in Cancer, the sign of family and home, and the South Node in Capricorn, the sign of achievement. When we emigrated in 1973, the nodes were also in Cancer and Capricorn. A pattern began. Today I have two homes in two different parts of the world, and I spend a great deal of the year going between both of them. I have also chosen a career over family, although I have worked for a charity called War Child, which looks after other people's families. You will have your own story to tell, but do look back to your childhood for the very first clues. Patterns set up then repeat over the lifetime. The nodes are also about fate. They set you up. They deliver destiny. I did not choose to emigrate. It was chosen for me. I had to join my family or I would be stuck at home in London with the cat and no furniture. In your own life, the nodes will show what happens to you, what sweeps you along. If you have a pattern that you have never spotted before, and it is a pattern that causes issues in your life, the nodes can be very helpful. So many times people find out their node signs and suddenly have a breakthrough about why they do what they do. In December 2015, I will be at Stonehenge. As a premium member, you are welcome to join me. Stonehenge tells us that many, many years ago, our ancestors knew that the nodes were important to them in the same way perhaps that we do now. One of my favourite authors, Robin Heath, wrote a book about Stonehenge where he explains why the stones are there and the markers and what they probably use them for. Basically, twice every year, any new or full moon crosses the sun's path and we see an eclipse. These eclipse seasons move backwards. And to quote Robin Heath, the two precise points where the moon crosses the sun's path are called the lunar nodes. Now, Professor Sir Fred Hoyle was the first astronomer to understand that the number of markers at Stonehenge, what we call the Aubrey Circle, was an eclipse calculator. I can never understand why science still pretends that astrology could never be a factor in why our ancestors went to so much trouble creating that circle. Many millions of people today track the sun and the moon with astrology. So why not then? You will often read that Stonehenge was about sun or moon worship. Well, maybe. Perhaps we'll never know. But what if our ancestors were exactly like us, and rather than worshipping the sun and moon as gods, they just used them in a very practical way to predict the cycles of time, to see into the future? It's a fair question, and I'll be asking it at Stonehenge this Christmas. Maggie Hyde and Jeffrey Cornelius from the Company of Astrologers have a wonderful book on astrology. I recommend you buy it if you don't already have it. In it, they write, "It's an illusion to judge the knowledge of ancient civilizations from our separation of astronomy, astrology, and astromythology." As they say, the oldest parts of Stonehenge date back to 3,000 years BC. And both Gerald Hawkins and Fred Hoyle realized that by using markers that shifted around the 56 Aubrey holes, our ancestors were using it to predict eclipses. Maggie and Jeffrey write, "This is weird because to predict eclipses requires a sophisticated knowledge of the 18-point cycle of the lunar nodes. But why would the Flintstones bother? Most eclipses aren't visible anyway, so this must go beyond astronomy." The Aubrey holes, by the way, were named after the 17th century genius John Aubrey, who first made the connection at Stonehenge between the heavens and the true secret purpose of the site. What if I told you that the nodes were also playing a major part on the terrorist attacks on 9/11? The true nodes were in Cancer and Capricorn on that day. The true north node was at 3 Cancer and the true south node was at 3 Capricorn. I've already mentioned that Cancer is about home and family. When it's a global issue, it's about patriotism and national security. The moon itself was moving into 3 Cancer near those attacks on American soil. By the 15th of September that year, just a few days after 9/11, Mars, the planet of war, was also at 3 Capricorn. That is a lot of horoscope activity around the 3 Capricorn, 3 Cancer axis. Once again, we have to look at the context because the nodes aren't good or bad. They just are. They show karma, fate, history, repetition. You have to look at what else is there along with the nodes to figure out what the story is. Mars, the red planet, that ancient symbol of war, was right there in the aftermath of 9/11 when the West declared war in Afghanistan. By the 15th of September, and I vividly remember this because I was there in New York, Tony Blair had gone shoulder to shoulder with George W. Bush. America and Great Britain were in a special relationship again, fighting what Blair and Bush were calling the War on Terror. That special family relationship goes back all the way to 1781, when America defeated Britain at Yorktown and she told her mother country to leave forever. Cancer, of course, rules mothers. That Cancer Capricorn node story was being figured out between these two nations on a world scale. History repeats. Naturally, they had also been involved in a special relationship at Pearl Harbor and during D-Day. There is nothing new when you hit the nodal cycle. Astrology, of course, is based on synchronicity, Carl Jung's famous acausal connecting principle. So which book was President George W. Bush reading to a group of children at the Emma E. Booker School in Florida when they told him about the 9/11 attacks? It was a book called The Pet Goat, as in Capricorn, the pet goat, while the node sat right there in Capricorn, moving closer to Mars, the planet of war. Now to the year 2015 and the new cycle that begins with the nodes changing signs from Libra and Aries to Virgo and Pisces. It happens at 1:03 a.m. London time on the Thursday, the 12th of November. And this sets us up for 2016. What is Virgo Pisces all about? The body. Virgo describes your physical state. Virgo is the sign of the Virgin. It is the only zodiac sign defined by the condition of the body. We are looking at medicine, surgery, healing, food, drink, pharmaceuticals, drugs, and health as big karmic triggers in the world horoscope now through 2016. What does Pisces rule? The unconscious mind and how it affects our health. How the unconscious mind can set up accidents or illness to create particular results in your life. What else does Pisces rule? Drugs, anesthetic, gas. This is going to be about health, healing, and nothing else. And it's going to take us back into our own past, just as the nodes on 9/11 took us back into the historic relationship between America and Great Britain, from Yorktown to Pearl Harbor, right to the World Trade Center. Given that we are experiencing a new karmic cycle in Virgo, we need to look at what else is there. Jupiter is in Virgo now through 2016, and this is very good news. Jupiter is about healing, hope, solutions, opportunities. We are going to see historic issues about disease, healthcare, and the rest come up, and we are going to see them fixed. There may be breakthrough cures or tremendous developments for even diseases and illnesses we have come to accept as part of life. Do you have anything in Virgo in your horoscope? You express yourself through your body and through your work. Virgo rules your unpaid or paid job, and Virgo rules your food, your drink, your drugs, your doctors, your fitness, and your healers. Watch the dates when the North Node in Virgo hits the same degree or number as your Virgo placements. That's important. We always run the 34 modern horoscope factors on this website every day if you want to track them and see what they're doing to your chart. And if you would like to find out more about Stonehenge in December 2015 at the winter solstice, please come along to the Astrologer's Feast in London in early December, so that we can put an event together. You can find out more about that on this website or on Twitter. Thank you for listening.